光多端你的自知大吉世界这个自能自能自能如果若有三件说到自己说那乱抢救八个那你叫自己大吉世界这个自能自能如果若有三件说到自己说那乱抢救八个大吉世界这个自能自能多大吉世界三件如果若
So, at the beginning of the class, so normally we chant this praise to Buddha Shakyamuni, then after we chant the Sutra. So, I mean, of course, this part of the class, part of the practice, also in monastery, of course, before the debate, we recite prayer. Now about almost 2 hours just for prayer, you know. Even Haas Sutra, you know, they chant sometimes 21 times. And sometimes they make long tune, you know, long tune. So it takes about 45 minutes to complete the Haas Sutra. You know, so then also like 21 Tara praises. So we do like 80 times, like that. So before the debate, normally we have almost 2 hour prayer. So like that. So here, of course, we do only 15 minutes, 10 minutes, but even that, you know, look like no energy to chant. So, you know, I mean, should put some energy there. You know, it's part of your practice, you know. We do with the joy. You know, just reciting Buddha's prayer. Of course, you think of the Buddha Shakyamuni. Just, you know, put your palm together. Then remember his kindness qualities. You put your palm together. Praise the Buddha Shakyamuni. Each verses. Of course, do well from your heart. You know, how much benefit you get. You know, so it's important, you know, I mean, to do the prayer beginning, you know. So, I mean, you get the benefit, of course. Peace your mind, people listening to the teaching, you know. Do the meditation, visualize Buddha Shakyamuni, nectar come from Buddha Shakyamuni, purify your emotion, the negative mind, difficult mind. Jealous mind, angry mind, whatever we have should be purified by that meditation then. And come down, you know, bring some energy individually, groupally, bring some energy to listen to teaching. So then of course, while you recite the Haas Sutra, of course, then, of course, extremely powerful sutra, the wisdom sutra, you can't find any other powerful sutra than that, you know, Haas Sutra. So, read, of course, we have gone through the topic before, of course, mainly talking about the emptiness. You know, so, look in oneself, everything's empty, much as possible, understand that. Impermanent emptiness. You know, then contemplate on that while you recite. Or either that, either when you recite, you just think that you're listening to Haas Sutra from Buddha Shakyamuni. You can visualize that, understand the meaning. Then it's very, very powerful, you know, oneself, so much merit created just by reciting Haas Sutra. You know, then of course on top of that, you contemplate on the meaning, of course then you're much more benefit you get. So in monastery, teacher used to say all the time, you don't need any other separate puja for yourself. You know, if you do chanting while yourself, when you come to the class, you know, think while, chant while. So I mean, that become your best puja for yourself. You know, you don't have to order in monastery for somebody to do the puja for you to clear the obstacle. You can do yourself. You know, so that's why I mean, when you chant, the prayer should be a little bit louder as a group. Of course, individually you are alone in the house, of course. But they make noise, or doesn't make noise, doesn't make difference. But when as a group, you know, chant louder, any kind of prayer, not only class, but any pujas, should be shouted louder as a group energy is needed. Of course, again, when it's louder, it doesn't mean you should be, you know, matching voice with the group. You know, it doesn't mean louder than you may say the voice. It's not like that. You know, bring your voice together and then make the group energy and pleasant. You know, the chanting has some kind of power to peace our mind if we chant well. And also, same time, you think well, so like that. So, in what call the Heart Sutra, that very, very long one, very, very long tune, you know, Heart Sutra in Tibetan. In Tibet, they said from Sera to Lhasa, I don't know. You know, from Sera to Lhasa, when you start Heart Sutra, you walk from Sera to Lhasa and come back. Only then you finish the Heart Sutra. You know? So that means, I don't know, 1.5 hour, 2 hour, I don't know how long it takes. Anybody know where is Sera, where is Lhasa? I don't know. So that kind of distance they mentioned in the past. So we did only one time in Sera when the chanting master came from Tibet. So he did that one time. Anyway. It took a long time also. Of course, we're not used to it. We're just making one heart. You know, that's I on heart. It takes 2-3 seconds. That's I heart. So, I mean, there could be some reason, of course. Not just killing the time, passing the time, I don't think so. No. I mean, those who have good understanding, that I heard one time, that can be many things. You know, you can think many ways. You know, and there's just one sentence you can contemplate in different way. That I heard one time. You know. So, of course then, of course you told the emptiness, of course then. You can contemplate on that. So, so therefore, I mean, I don't want to repeat this word again and again. Yeah, sometimes it's good to say, good to tell, you know, to remind. So, please chant loudly with the group energy. I think this is important. Then of course when you do mandala offering also good to chant. I mean, it's not mandala offering to me. Okay? It's nothing to do with me. You can visualize. Of course, visualize Guru Shakyamuni or see His Holiness. You know, you create the merit. You know? You do well. You know? So it's nothing to do with myself here. You know, so think well. You know, so that great merit for oneself. Yeah, so, of course, our class is finishing soon, but I think we need the group energy is important from every angle to success, to complete the class. Okay? Not only myself can do much. Okay? We all need this energy to go through these classes. So, also classes Rinpoche mentioned, His Holiness always mentioned, studying is the most important thing. So His Holiness always mentioned that, those who have been to Dhamsala. Also Rinpoche always mentioned that. Yeah, ABC exists here for the Dhamma study. Yeah. So again, of course, Dhamma studies go back, boils down to practice. Yeah. So, so need, you know, for every angle. Of course, from the student also need some effort to learn, listen, do prayer. Of course, as I mentioned, studying Buddhist philosophy, I know it's extremely challenging because I have gone myself through the study about 1920 years in full time. Not easy. Of course I know, but I had mentioned before my class about we have 30 monks there. But not everybody can study. Not everybody can complete their study. Not everybody can become Geshe. It's not easy, challenging. I mentioned before, from 36, 7 of us, when you complete our study, only 4 of us will complete. It's not a joke, you know. It's really difficult, of course. Yeah, really complete, like going the all exam, this and that. So like that, from the half of them is destroyed. You know, and other, of course, they didn't really complete the study. You know, some didn't study well. I mean, they do come with the class, of course, they just come, sit there, you know, debate a little bit here, you know, time goes. At the end, they didn't learn much. So, so I see the challenging there. Of course, maybe it could be individual karma. It could be your own effort, own interest. I mean, there's many things, you know, to complete your study. So it's not easy. Of course, then we study full-time. But here we talk about part-time study. Of course, I know. You're all people walking from morning 8 until 6. I know. Of course, I can't expect much. After come back, you're tired, no time to read. Even little time for your dinner and come to class. Wonderful, wonderful. You know. So yeah, not everybody can do, but when I look it, look, yeah, sometimes I have to look, I look different way. Some people come, just listen, okay, wonderful, just come, listen. As mentioned before, sometimes I think about the two pigeons, you know? The Basubandhu, that story, I really think about that, of course. It's wonderful, you know, rather sitting in the house. Of course, come here, listen, one or two words, leave some imprint. I just come here, recite the Heart Sutra together. And it's wonderful how you look it, you know. Of course, on top of that, you read, you think, you study, of course. I mean, that much benefit you get, that much you understand the Buddha's teaching. So that much, that may help you to change your mind. So I mentioned before, so studying is to know the knowledge. But just knowing the knowledge doesn't mean much. You know. So, but it's helpful, of course, definitely helpful. Having a lot of knowledge is helpful, one way. Even for myself. When I have some difficulty come, problem come, I have 10 ways to think on that problem. No? But if I really put in deep practice, of course, there's no question, that able to change oneself. I'm just seeing, just hearing that. The power of the hearing is powerful, extremely powerful. So I see the benefit there. Now, so I mentioned before, because when I was young, I don't know what is killing. My parents said, don't kill, not good. Only that, I have no idea. So because of that, that helped me not to kill from the young time, before I become the monk. I don't know much knowledge, you know. You kill, what happened, you know. So that's the power of the hearing. I'm just giving example. Extremely powerful help that. So I mentioned before, so the last basic program, we did some these pujas. We collect some small amount of money. We did a Hayajaya puja almost every year. I think we did the first round of basic program. The second round, we didn't do that much. This and that, but it's okay. But what I'm saying here today is, you know, when you do the prayer, you know, do with the joy, happy feeling, you know. So even if you do three prostration, you know, do with the joy, you know, believing on the benefit, you know. So make some kind of feeling in the heart. So I think this is important. Then, of course, praising the Buddha Shakyamuni, then reciting Heart Sutra, mandala offering, whatever you do, you know, of course, part of the Sabalin practice. You know, you can do Sabalin practice before the class, you know, depending on the object of merit field, so you can do that. So that is very, very powerful, you know, really, then your mind become more... more purified, more subdued, you know, so then you listen to the Dharma, yes, according to Lamrim, of course, we all know the Lamrim about, you know, setting up motivation, you know. So, you know, whole point is to subdue your own mind, you know. There's nothing so much about other things, you know, whatever topic. Even you learn something in this kind of topic, it's a big thing, but try to put this kind of topic into the Lamrim, much as possible. You know, you know this topic, then go back to put in Lamrim, which part is fit. You know? So then, then try to meditate. So then, this is extremely helpful. Yeah, so... So when you do the prayer, please do it. So sometimes need, you know, the energy of the group is needed for the prayer. So that I request that, you know, make success this class to complete. So every angle energy is needed. Okay, so to complete the classes. if we want to continue the classes, yeah, after this. We need the energy. Okay. Otherwise, we just do practice. We do some 35 Buddha practice, you know, once a week. That's easy for everybody. Some buses of practice, we do once a week. We come together, do some pujas. Huh? That suit for you people, then we can do that also. Much, much easy. You don't need to squeeze your brain so much, you know. This topic, that topic, you just do your practice, simple practice. Huh? We do 35 Buddha practice. You know. So, but this is not, you know, this is not the Rinpoche wishes. Rinpoche want center to study deeper within the mansion. Studying master program, he already mentioned 3 times. Yeah, so I have been start. Okay, so those who want to study furthermore, please have some kind of encouraging, you know, and make a strong prayer. If you wish to learn more, of course, so we all need that. So I think it's important, that's what I want to tell now. So, yeah, so I mentioned that. So it's not easy, of course. What you're learning is really you're learning. Sometimes I feel like that. You really go to monastery, you study Geshe degree, you study same thing like this. Nothing more. Sometimes I feel even if people are better than the Geshe's. I'm not kidding you. I'm really. I mentioned my classmate, we have 37, 38 now. They come class, if you ask questions, they know. Not everybody know. Yeah. So like that. Of course. So it's not easy. So what you're doing here, one way, I appreciate, you know, with this long walking day and come to class, you know, putting some effort there to listen. I mean, I cannot hope much, but my job is need to push. Huh? My job is need to push, but how much I can push, I don't know. You know, I cannot put with a cane. Yes. Huh? Huh? When you have this PSL, what? Huh? PSLE, something like that. What? So, not only the kids, even the mother, I would become exam for the mother like that. You know, the parent becomes so stressed out like that. So, the children stress, parents stress, all become like that. So, anyway, so, one way wonderful, yeah, but you still need to work harder, yeah. That's the mostly I can say that. So, I find when you do the prayer, sometimes little bit like, little bit down, kind of. Like that. When you chant, please chant loudly, no? Also good, when you're loud, some kind of exercise, you know? Normally the chant leader, they chant very loudly. They live very long, you know? Yeah, it's true. All the chant master, mostly, they live quite long. You know, they put a lot of energy for the chanting. No, when you chant a long time, so that your lung is spent it. Huh? Then you can live longer. Huh? So if I know the long tune of Hasuda, 2 hour one, we'll see that one day. Huh? 2 hours. So I don't know myself also. We did only one time, but it's extremely extremely boring. Because that time we were young, we don't know what's going on. Even the tune, we don't know, you know. So which word they're chanting also, we don't know. Why the sentence, we don't know. Actually, when you recite quickly, you know. When you make, oh, then I lost the, you know. You lost the sentence, you know. Then when it's, oh, well, you really can't hear the word, you know. So like that, then become like that. Of course, we don't know much about the meaning. No meditation then, no chanting, nothing there then. Maybe long, boring like that. So, so make your prayer enjoyable. And before the teaching, you know, whatever, just put it aside. You know, give some energy, bring your mind energy here to listen to teaching. with much as possible. Of course, sometimes tired, come to much, but leave it alert, you know, what today is trying to talk. Of course, myself, I never think I'm a good teacher. I never ever thought in my life. But what I feel is I try my best. I have no regret not trying my best. Okay? So, what I want to say, same thing from your side. Never to regret yourself. Not putting effort on your opportunity. So that's what I want to say. Of course, everybody different intelligence. Of course, somebody just learn by one time hearing. Some people learn by 100 times repeating. You know, and everybody have different intelligence, level different intelligence. So like that. So myself also like that. I'm not fast learning. I'm very slow learning person. Okay? So for me, of course, according to my this wisdom, I need to work harder for myself. We have intelligence, maybe you don't need to work hard because it's easy to learn. No. For me, I don't have that much intelligence, so I need more effort to learn. So because of your own effort, you can learn a small thing. You know. So so therefore put some effort. It's good. You know, so don't have regret end of the day. You know, oh, this time I did put effort. But sometimes we come to class, you know. This happens when you go to teaching or come to class. It's become regular class that we don't really think so much, you know. Today it goes like that, you know, your mind just doesn't want to listen, you know, okay. Maybe next class I do that. Oh, maybe next year I do like that, you know. I'll put more effort, I study deeper, you know. But it's time go like that. So sometimes we really need to tell oneself, you know, today, now I must do something. You know, don't wait next time. You know, while the opportunity now, you know, much as possible, put effort and learn even some words. Even if you don't know the meaning, you just learn the word. You know, about this different, the 37 topic we're talking about that. You know, poor mindfulness, for example. What is poor mindfulness? Able to tell that this poor. Of course, only that then you go deeper. What is that? How to meditate on that? You know. So able to explain that. You know. So then that's the way to learn. So although it's not easy, yeah, sometimes we're not mindful, then just, oh, today go like that, oh, say like that, oh, this is difficult, that is difficult, you know, then just your mind just shut down, you know. Somehow your mind shut down. Then you go to another topic, of course, this is difficult, also, they shut down, you know, go, after you're totally tired, you know, so that. But same time, I understand this topic is extremely difficult, you know. But we all want to learn something new. Something new thing we all want to learn. You don't want to learn Lamrim every year, isn't it? Every year Lamrim, I repeat, I don't think so you want to learn that. But you want something new, another topic, then of course it's time. Of course topic is sometimes very difficult. No, but if you really want to learn that, I mean put some effort. At least, you know, saying the name, this and that. So, okay, also same time, work hard, also pray, you know, bring your own mind energy, you know, so like that. So, only that can be then. we can be succeed, we can achieve something, otherwise difficult. Yeah. So like that, so anyway, this class is finishing, but I want to say this, we still have another module to complete, so think about that, okay, do the prayer with the joys like that, also then listen to the teaching much as possible with you, put some effort, you know, what is all topic about, then always you don't understand, then you ask question, you know, discuss each other. So then, that is helpful, you know, to success to study. That what pleased the Rinpoche, that what pleased His Holiness. Okay, so this we all need to think while on this. It's nothing individual. Okay, we are all working for Rinpoche's center. Okay, so then pleased the Rinpoche. Okay. Blessing His Holiness. That's the only thing we can do by studying. That's the their main goal. Always advice, same advice all the time. So not to disturb. You know, only pleasing the Rinpoche's wishes. You know, so therefore, so everybody, you know, energy is needed to succeed the study. Okay, so please think about that for everyone, include myself, because I do think a lot, you know. Okay, so this is important. Okay, so just, so I don't want to repeat this again and again, okay, so, so please keep in mind, so then, study with joy, you know, everything you do. Do with the joy. So then, otherwise, sometimes it's not easy. Okay, so, oh, Tukshine, Takare, let's down.
So the seven branches of enlightenment are the branch of enlightenment of perfect mindfulness, of perfect discernment of phenomena, of perfect joyous effort, of perfect joy, perfect pliancy, perfect meditative stabilization, and perfect equanimity. So the seven branches of enlightenment are principally said to be meditated on the path of seeing. And the purpose of meditating on the seven branches of enlightenment is to abandon the path of seeing abandonments.
What do you say? Kazan Shivana Shire, Tadi Ranjiva Lula, and it's a Penakarsana, Mundip, Shitip, Sinita.
So as we saw in the last lesson, with regards to the path of seeing abandonments, there are afflictive obscurations and knowledge obscurations. So according to the Middle Way Autonomy School, the afflictive obscuration is primarily posited as the apprehension of a self-sufficient, substantially existent person together with its seeds, whereas the knowledge obscurations are posited as the apprehension of a person as truly existent and its seeds. Yeah. So that is posited as the knowledge obscurations.
어떠시니? 나 진절 올랐다. 간수 나 간수하래. 가다 간사기 간사기 당진자라 차라니치 죽이 당진라 차라니치니 대신 잡힌 거래. 그러고 제자다 간사기 당진 차라니치 누가나 간사 딱지 랑어준 집에 집안에 간사기 당진 잡아셔. 간사랑 제 집에 제일 집안에 간사기 당진 참으셔. 아니 소등 순점은 제자도 집에 집안에 죽이 당진 잡아셔. 아니 아니 강사 대법도 받지만 진바디 딱 자 죽이 당지 참아지 어떻게 다양 친구로 그치.
When the two afflictive obscurations, when the two obscurations, knowledge obscurations, in the as of the afflictive obscurations and knowledge obscurations are further elaborated, yeah, into coarse and subtle, then the coarse apprehension of a self a person will be the apprehension of a permanent unitary and independent self, and the subtle apprehension of a self or person will be the apprehension of a self-sufficient, substantially existent person. And then with regards to the self of phenomena, they are both coarse and subtle as well. So the apprehension of subject and object as different substantial entities, that would constitute the coarse apprehension of a self or coarse self of a person, a phenomena, yeah? Whereas the apprehension of a truly existent person would constitute a subtle self of phenomena, or apprehension of a subtle self of phenomena. Yeah.
어떻게 다 당제라 차야와 나시 다 뒤동하다 가사에 담아라 차라 가사에 담아라 차니샤야 주기 담아라 차니샤야 어다 집바로 뒤동쇼디다 대단 뒤동하디야 차라심 돌레디야.
So because they are both coarse and subtle forms of the apprehensions of a self of self of a person and phenomena, as such then you have a difference in the, so there is a coarse self of phenomena, subtle self of phenomena, coarse self of person, subtle self of person. Yeah.
Okay. 어떻게 that 대체도 가서 시바나 시대 that 변한 유니 시집 세대 어떤 대시다라 집에 독수리 시하시래. 제가 다 들어왔다, 유튜브 나왔다, 통방 유튜브, 통방 시집스네야 지금 아독스네, 그다음 유튜브라 통방 공방 니가 연구해라, 시집라 통방 공방 니가 연구해라. 근데 이제 나 告诉 봐봤다, 전주 수준이 조반에 통방 유튜브 야단 중이, 통방 시집 야단 게 세대다, 통합된다고 뭘 지키해라, 독수무해라, 전주 수준 검지.
So. So now, so you know the presentation of the self of person and self of phenomena, both coarse and subtle, according to the Middle Way Autonomy School. Yeah. So with regards to the afflictive obscurations, there are afflictive obscurations which are abandoned on the path of seeing, but there are also afflictive obscurations that are abandoned on the path of meditation. Yeah. So here, we were looking at the path of seeing abandonments. There are afflictive obscurations, but there are also path of seeing abandonments which are knowledge obscurations, yeah. Okay, so how many path of seeing abandonments that are afflictive obscurations that are abandoned on the path of seeing? How many? There are 112. And there are 108 knowledge obscurations that are abandoned on the path of seeing.
어떻게 다디 가서래 다디 갑디 갑 다리 들에 당가섭 제시 다리 당가섭 다 시행시래. 제마양고 지금 십섭 신도에는 제마양 떠대되는 도에 떠들이 조조쇼에 대 장가잡다 거기 동반유무 이륙자도 중인 세대 간대를 쓴 장가잡 지방 가서 슈사를 안고 최소 다해를
드리 I mean this is just telling you how many of the afflictive obscurations are there, and how many of the knowledge obscurations are there, yeah, that are abandoned on the path of seeing, yeah. Right, we're just saying the number, you know, throwing 112 here and 108 there, you know? But as for the specific breakdown, I think we've We talked about it already in the last session. When we talk about powerful seeing abandonments, which are afflictive obscurations, which are afflictions, we are primarily talking about the artificial or intellectually acquired afflictive obscurations, or the artificial conceptions, because they are innate afflictions as well, So the powerful seeing abandonments are primarily the artificial ones, And so of the 112 acquired or artificial afflictive obscurations, 40 of them belong to include the desire realm. So why are there 40? Because the explanation is done in relation to the Four Noble Truths. So just to give true origins as an example, So there are 10 afflictions that focus on true origins. So what are the 10? So if you understand this, then you just have to apply it to the rest of the noble truths, So using true origins as an example, there are 10 afflictions focusing, 10 afflictions which are powerful seeing abandonments that focuses on true origins. What are the 10? They are attachment, anger, pride, afflicted ignorance, afflicted doubt, view of the transitory collection, view holding on to an extreme, so conceptions of bad views as supreme, the view holding bad ethics and modes of conduct as supreme, and wrong view. So those are the 10. So these are the 10 afflictions which are powerful seeing abandonments of the desire realm, which focuses on true origins. So you have 10. So then you have true suffering, true cessation, true path. So they have 10 focusing on them as well. So altogether, you have that's why you have 40.
Okay. So intelligent. One time he said, okay. When I was young, my teacher tell 10 times we don't understand. Of course, when I was a kid, the starting is different. We don't know anything. We know the, we can say the word, but we have no idea at all. What is, you know, what is ignorant, what is transitory collection, view, what this and that, no idea at all. We can debate, we can say we know the word, but you people have some idea. So I mean, that also depends on the age. Older, you have more knowledge. You can think better. When a kid, somehow, not able to think. Somehow, I don't know. So, also my teacher, who now is passed away, but when we go to his class, repeat so many times. Really, sometimes we feel very boring. Oh, I know this, why you repeating again? You repeat many times, but yeah, at that time some topic we know already, but he thinks important, so you repeat again and again, again. That's some of that. But now I know why. You know, that time I didn't know why you're repeating, but now I know why. You repeat because of that is still in my memory. You repeat. Some teacher, one of my teachers, they don't repeat. One time, teach this. Okay, you understand. After a while, that moment you understand. After 1 week, 2 weeks, you forget. One of my teachers teaches like repeat, repeat, repeat like this. For me, because I'm not the intelligent person, so that's why. Keep in my memory when he talk 10 times, some of the topic he thinks so important, so he repeat, 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 repeat. Like that, so. Some of that is still in my memory. So now I see why. But that time, I don't see the point. So like that. Anyway. So I mean, so, so like that. So. 어떻게 다 되냐 마티래 다 다 다가나시 숙숨에 다 감숨 수도가 다 숙 숙이 세득이 동반이 무인구여래 숨이 세득이 동반이 무인구여래 진진자 다 숙으로 숨 수도 숨으로 숨 수도 또 동반이 뭐 독신이 드시게기여래
Since there are three realms in the cyclic existence, as such, there are also afflictions of the form realm and afflictions of the formless realms. Yeah. How many are posited for the form and the formless realms? 36 each. So a total of 72.
어떻게니? 다디 다나 다디 가르소래. 아, 다 소라이 나티래. 배나 가르소래. 어떠시네? 다 다기 십원하세요. 다기 십주여야 되네. 다 다기 십주디. 딱 되네 막 가래 숨주 원체는 십주여고 그때 숨주 자동량한테 가르쳐버렸어다. 도발을 해봤나시 직방에 막 가르쳐버렸어. 다 뒤세잡도 숙라. 다 군중 통보도요. 공도세디 요만했어. 대나시 아니 누가 통보도요. 공도 군중 통 남 통보는 지금 콘도 아니 고바 통보는 지금 콘도 세디 수가야 말했어 다 시디 매 말했어 다가나지 수매나야 근데 시 콘도 시디 맞든지 다 숨주자 조사해서 독신다 십주 매받이 다 독신 듯이 해야
So if there are 40 afflictions of the desire realm, then how come it is not the same for the form and formless realms? Yeah, why are there only 36? For the form and formless realms. The reason is because anger is excluded. So there is no anger of the form realm that is observing true origins. Likewise, there's no anger of the form realm that is observing true suffering. There's no anger of the form realm observing true cessation. There's no anger of the form realm observing true path as such. So 40 minus 4, that's how you have 36. So it's the same with the formless realm.
What is it? That take it, that take it, Kasora Pogi. Tongbong you do, Jadon Jungi said the Tuxinita. Tarangi with Tuxinita, she take it.
That's how you end up with 112 acquired afflictive obscurations, which are part of seeing abandonments.
Tuxinita, that didn't matter. 니들 집은 메세바 통방을 시디 샤에 다 드네 라기베 독신 숭기열에 시디브스도 가라 다 건너 티레 다 시디브라 다 따게 나신 다 더바 sukam sume kam ta ti kam sum na pa ko she jap she ta to da ni de be se de ge sum ju za du ani su ge se de ge sum ju za du su me sum ju za du si ni ani ge da ge du si ni sha ya.
So according to the autonomy midway school, there are paths of seeing abandonments which are knowledge obscurations also. Not just afflictive obscurations, but there are powerful seeing abandonments that are knowledge obscurations. And according to the school, they posit 36 for each of the three realms. So altogether, you have 108 acquired knowledge obscurations. So, how do you, what makes up these the 36 acquired knowledge obscurations of the desire realm, for example, or the form and formless realms? So, how do you arrive at 36? So, the 9 conceptions of apprehended of there are 9 conceptions of apprehended of thoroughly afflicted phenomena. There are 9 conceptions of apprehended of completely pure phenomena. 9 conceptions of apprehended of substantial existence. And 9 conceptions of apprehended of imputed existence.
You understand?
So in general, you can look at existence or phenomena in terms of 2 categories here. Thoroughly afflicted class of phenomena, thoroughly afflicted phenomena, And then you have the because of the completely pure or thoroughly or completely pure phenomena, So let's maybe give an example of a conception of apprehended. So you have the conceptions of the apprehended. So you have conceptions of apprehended of thoroughly afflicted phenomena, conceptions of apprehended of completely pure phenomena. Let's give an example of a conception of apprehended of a thoroughly afflicted phenomena. So there is artificial conception of true existence. There's an artificial conception of a truly existent ignorance, focusing on ignorance. So there is an example. Ignorance is the object of observation. And then you have an apprehension, you have an artificial, intellectually acquired apprehension of true existence, apprehending that ignorance to be truly existent. So this example of the two obscurations, afflictive obscurations and knowledge obscuration, it is an knowledge obscuration, right? Right, and within the knowledge obscurations, within it is an acquired or artificial knowledge obscuration.
독신했다. 구직부 연구할 가래는 대답 넘습니다. 조조 보겠다. 좀 내게 더 남아. 밑법 구시하지. 대담바지베 대진스. 독신다. 돈은 남아샵니다. 독보스도 구 세지면도 구직부 딜하면 가래스나 대 규제 가래나 하고 그러다. 뇌 걸은 밑바디 대샤. 네. 독보스도 신 마리바도 빼라샤. 마리바 대마지베 대진스나 독신다. 밑바 구래샤. 아니 주보스도라 밑바 구래샤. 대담바지베 대진스나 돈 남아 샤도 되네고도. 다이나 굴라하고 내가 가르쳐서나야.
So why are there nine of such conceptions? Because that is what is said in the sutra. The sutra gives nine examples. No? They deposit the object of observation and they say, oh yeah, this, that, nine. You know? When the question is, then you can ask the question, why is it not more than nine? You know, or not more, not less, whatever. You know, then the answer is probably this is what the sutra says.
어떻게 또다 믿고 구샤 다되네 남아서 믿고 구샤 텔라미베 담아지베 진신 독신다 독신 레비가 싫다.
So anyway, there are nine objects of observations are posited in the sutra, and then and of course because there are nine apprehensions of true existence, apprehending those nine objects of observations. Yeah. Yes, truly existent.
어떻게 다 아니 도바 수감 나 숨에 감수했다 감수는 자체다. 숨소리 듣습니다. 가소리다. 가소리다. 숨소리 소주 자세다. 동반이고. 동반시도 자다기 세대 듣습니다.
So anyway, yeah. That's how you arrive at 108. Yeah, because there are 36 artificial knowledge obscurations of the desire realm, right? Yeah, because there are anyway 36 different conceptions, right? Likewise, there's 36 of the form realm, 36 of the formless realm, so 36 times 3 is
108.
So, where were we? The next is the eight branches of the Arya's path. Yeah. So the eight branches of the Arya's path are primarily meditated on the path of meditation, right? And they are meditated because the purpose is to overcome or abandon the path of meditation abandonments.
어떻게 다 디스도 가라 다 공방 될라 다 유튜브 시집 신이다. 독신이야 개발 지인 구열에 공부한들라야 다 유튜브나 시집이 이용하시.
So according to this school, the path of meditation abandonments are also divided into two. Yeah? They are the afflictive obscurations and the knowledge obscurations.
어 독신이 다 디네스도 갈았다 공부하니면 가수 유아래 스스도 갈았다 다 변화. 공방유립 아니다 공방유립 가져올수는 공방유립 주룩수입니다 도심이 되시게
So there are paths of meditation abandonments which are innate afflictive obscurations. Yeah? Yeah? We're talking about paths of meditation abandonments. Yeah? So there are paths of meditation abandonments which are afflictive obscurations, and there are those that are knowledge obscurations. Let's look at the afflictive obscurations, yeah. How many are there? There are 16.
Only 16. 동원이도 겨다 중에서 고마님은 주로 맞으며 그렇다.
Yeah, so apart from meditation abandonments, which are afflictive obscurations, number 112. But apart from meditation abandonments, which are afflictive obscurations, number only 16.
Already reduced many. Yes, yeah? Okay. Not only 16 left. That was in it. That you do the caressana, that comes from Kushigane, that you are comes from Tishig, Jasi Tishigarita, that to be Sidugi, that Komanium Kasersana, that Tumato Yamare.
So there are these 16 innate afflictive obscurations abandoned by and on the path of meditation, right? So again, yeah, of course, these afflictions belong to the three realms. Yeah. So how many of them belong to the desire realm? Six.
어떻게 다디 그래서나 주대들에다 드비스득이다 대가만 하시 도셔 아니지 시아당 마젤 아니 머리바 직소로 따와 아니 탈집을 따와 독신이다 독샤시
So what are the six afflictions of the desire realm? They are abandoned on the path of meditation. The six are attachment, anger, pride, afflicted ignorance, view of the transitory collection, and view holding to an extreme.
어떻습니까? 다 다기 떠났다 떠났다기 나타내기다 니무주디 나네 다 가래 매바 차르스나 다 되래 대수 니무제 세든조 다 진조가 군답을 두고요 제가 다 대수 니무제도도 다 되네 대수 니무제 유구요 말해 고는 톱차도 통바에 나와서 대수 니무제 방도해 Lokta sede pangduhe, an tawa chokdu jimba, surimdu tu chokdu jimba se, di shidi, ta meba chaadu kuyare, tola minyakudu pangche, diga nga ta kundaki chaadjanya shashi. Ati neyza ta kumpa nyungu nala yukuyo amare, otiri.
So this is unlike the powerful seeing abandonments, yeah, which are afflictive obscurations, yeah. There were 10, right? But here, of anyway, why is there only six now? Yeah? So what's missing? Afflicted doubt is missing, because that's really abandoned on the path of seeing. Yeah? What else is missing? The view holding, there's conception of bad views as supreme, that is missing. That's really abandoned. There's no view holding bad ethics as modes of bad ethics and modes of conduct as supreme, that is abandoned. Then there's no wrong view, that is abandoned. So these were abandoned on the path of seeing, which means they are artificial.
어떻게 세상 다 된조 다 됐습니다. 대수 니무지세 록다세 아니지 다와 총지 주님 도순세도 그거 폐쇄다 폐쇄다 군단인 거야 도시 그거 다 생기 매바 도시다 니네 시트베시 어디래
So from this point he said you can probably say that those four Right, the four, afflicted doubt, view, conception of bad views as supreme, view holding bad ethics and conduct, and modes of conduct as supreme, wrong views, these four, we can probably say that if they are artificial, yeah. That means there are no innate forms. So there are powerful meditation afflictions of the desire realm, yeah? And how many? There are six, yeah? So then, how many of them are from the form and the formless realms? Five each, yeah? So five afflictions of the form realms, which are powerful meditation abandonments, and the five afflictions of the formless realms, which are powerful meditation abandonments, yeah? Why is there five and not? Yeah, because it's similar to what we saw on the path of seeing. Anger is excluded. Yeah, from the six you take out anger and then you have five. Yeah?
어 진짜 다 되게 아니 지 가서 했다 공부님 주로 세대 독순 뒤시게 해야 돼. 다 동방 시립 뭐라. 다 공방 시립 가져왔으나 집안에 되게 나신다. 계단 계 신의 공방 시립들의 계단 계스다. 독순이 뒤시게 해야
Okay, anyway, so these are the 16 afflictive obscurations abandoned on the path of meditation. Yeah, so. What about path of meditation abandonments, which are knowledge obscurations? How many are there? Same. The number is the same as before. It's
108. 도발 숨소독 소송은 숨소독 독신이 잘 됐다 돈다 티레 변하다 가나 다 시립 들라다 변하다 간단하게 숨소독 들라 군당이 차이인 거야 현재의 차이인 거야 다 현재의 차이도 고만이 문화를 야도 군당이 차이도 동만이 문화를 조시다 그 집안으로 제가 동만 시립 견한게 고만 시립 견한게 쓰이다 집안에
So, there are 108 innate knowledge obscurations abandoned on the path of meditation. Right? It's 108, it's the same. It's the enumeration is the same like before. Yeah? So, there are 36 of the desire realm, 36 of the form realm, 36 of the formless realms. Yeah, yeah. And so, it's exactly the same thing. It's just that the artificial forms are abandoned on the path of seeing, and what you have on the path of meditations that are abandoned on the path of meditations are the innate forms. So, yeah, anyway, this is according to the Middle Way Autonomy School, yeah, in that, in short, yeah. There are path for seeing abandonments, which are afflictive obscurations, and which are knowledge obscurations, and there are path for meditation abandonments, which are afflictive obscurations, and which are knowledge obscurations.
Oh, 독신, 니네 가산다, 니네 다 독신이다, 니네들이셔, 다 가르래. 아, 다 자주야라, 뒤인 세대다, 니나라 직도 다 변하다. 변하 갈수록 자주야라, 뒤인 뒤, 아니, 니네 변하.
There is an explanation of some relation of symbolism of the seven royal possessions to the seven branches of enlightenment. Yeah.
어떻게 당보다 당신 더 당보 참바 다 전주야라 등기나네 천바 세디 다 보기다 걸스와라 골로당다 골로리 무시당다 초중바 독신이 자야 다 또다 골로리 무시기 다 독신이다 막 마자와라 자와라 차바스 다 독신이 갈래야시 골로 콜스 독신이다 마자와라 자와라 차바스 테나신 아니 다 천배 맥남 천바라 치지 아니 지 마자와라 자와라 차바스 어떻게 송도
So first you have the branch of enlightenment of perfect mindfulness and that is symbolized or you can say there's a link of symbolism between that and the precious wheel. Yeah. Just as the wheel overcomes or is victorious or conquers that which is to be conquered, yeah, through revolving, through moving, right? Likewise with mindfulness, and with mindfulness, one is able to overcome that which is can be overcome. Yeah.
어떻게 다 되는 마 가르쳐야겠다. 다 갈소라 다 디네 마티레 아 다 다 시럽 다 쇼럽도 남지기 시럽 세디 다 랑보리 부셔다 빼샤시 도스네 숭가 시럽이 또기 아니 참아지메 젠젠 또 갈소 젠젠 다 데마지메 젠젠라 소바 좀 버치에 제나시 다 랑보리 부시기 아니 미치비 유망보 좀 토베 똑단 대바이서 다 디네기다 미치비 쇼모모 좀 잘 빼지잖아
So the branch of enlightenment of perfect fine discernment of phenomena, which is a wisdom, yeah, is likened to the Lamborghini, precious elephant. Yeah. Because this perfect fine discernment of phenomena, this wisdom is able to overcome the apprehension of signs, or basically the apprehension of true existence. So just like it's like how the elephant is very powerful, right? In that the elephant, the precious elephant, can overcome the many discordant factors.
What do you say? Tinema, Anishi, that Zundruk, that Zundruk, the Tari Bushes, Tari Bushes, the Pejane, what do you say? Sungudu.
Then you have the branch of enlightenment of perfect joyous effort, that is some linga. Related to the precious horse, yeah.
Oh, 독신 따뜻해 따 중난이 뭐냐래 보기다 콜로리 무지 아니지 랑보리 무지 다른 무지 다 보기 계속 나중이야 그럼 투모마이 비키죠 가려면 이제 시나니 안 돼서야 그때는 이제 하나 과치를 두고 왔다 이제 믹스기 뒤에 십소부지 통화서 있는 그는 다시어리 무지 뒤에다 쇼건 맞죠 찍라 차상 꼬리째 주 용투배지. 맞으질까? 조금 쉬시다, 조시다, 준주 좀 받으시다. 밖에 준주기 괜찮다. 유르도 받겠다. 모시라서 뭐 두 번씩. 다 다시로 무시대 틀었다. 수건 맞으질라. 배 망부지 꼴시다. 유르도 다시 꼴시 용투배기다. 다 준주기 빼지 않는 데 성도 아들.
Well, if we might be interesting to 가서 look at the individual meanings of the seven royal possessions, because they have their own characteristics and so forth, isn't it? Right? And because since they are trying to draw a link between the seven royal possessions and the seven branches of enlightenment, right, in terms of how the seven royal possessions can kind of symbolize, you know, so these branches of enlightenment, right? So here, the branch of enlightenment of perfect joyous effort is kind of likened to like a precious horse. Yeah. So it is said that this precious horse, you know, can within a morning traverse around the world, yeah, and be back. Yeah. So I mean, some folks, in order to do that, I mean, there's effort, isn't it? There's striving, right? Right. And so likewise, and you need joyous effort. Yeah. So here, joyous effort, you know, they're referring to that striving. Yeah. And here, especially in order to develop the different concentrations.
What the Moshala Soba to Bata, and it's a Changula Soba, you to do much about what the Tishanas Diamond, the Changula Soba, you to talk about Chevas, the Zunduki, then at the Moshala Soba, you then, you to do much, what did they get that Bejan Soba?
Yeah, so you need perfect joyous effort to actualize the different extra supernatural powers, yeah, the different concentrations, clairvoyances, and so forth. In fact, in order to achieve enlightenment quickly, joyous effort is needed. Yeah, and then there's an explanation of this. I mean, in relation to the what you call precious horse. Yeah.
어떻게 되나 맞다. 그러나 누구를 무시해도 되네. 딱할 소리 보기. 아니, 가와야다 자주기 야라. 소득다 누구를 무시한다. 배전에 독신의 순구열에.
And then next, there's the branch of enlightenment or perfect joy. It's like kind of in a way like really, you know, it's an explanation of that relating it to the as a precious jewel. Yeah.
What to say? That this swan tree, penata, pena, zunduki, kinchise, ta, pagi, mushelo sopa tuche, ta, mushelo sopa tuche, ta, mushi, tela tene. 죽이 나와 타협에 개투배시다 죽이 나와다 그래 타협에 폐지 아니 쓰면 가와 개투배시 그러고 딱빼 20 딱 빼라지 누가나 테레 보기 누부를 무시했어 누가나 다 갈수가래. 늘부여기 아니 기운망 보라다 가와짜 버치마스다. 어디든지는 숙면조다.
So with perfect joyous effort as a condition, then one is able to develop the various concentrations and clairvoyances and so forth, and then one is able to engage many avenues or aspects of many different dharmas, and thus bringing joy, different benefit to the body and mind. And so it's like how the precious jewel is said to be able to confer happiness upon people. Yeah, even to say that even just the light emitting from the precious jewel is able to do that. Yeah.
어떻게 되는 마 아니지 다 신도 장바 세대 되래 다 신장 되래 다 가서 시바나 신래 다 신도 장바 토인 두가라 다 류다 생기 내일 아니 마치 장체 아니지 다 대화 개발진지 개발체시 다 신장 되래 대단 빼자세다 된디 아니 빼자야지 주무를 무시 다 주무를 무지기 아니 삼위 가서 주무를 무지기 대화 개발진 대투에 어디 빼자네 독수무도
Next is the branch of enlightenment of perfect pliancy. So with perfect pliancy, one is able to pacify all the physical and mental dysfunctional tendencies, and then due to that, the pacifying of those dysfunctional tendencies of the body and mind, then one comes to experience great joy, bliss, and of course, then this is related. This is kind of like symbolized by the queen, the precious queen, who is said to be able to confer or bestow kind of like uncontaminated bliss.
Oh, 독신해, 되네 마다 갈소라다. 다 땡해진 세리 다 돈다티래 다 땡해진 세리 다 땡해지는 때네 다 도저히 망보지 죽도야 시다래 다 그러면 다 되면 아니 탐지 죽을 시다 돈다티래 빼 대당 아니지 다 빼지 마 시행도 가라 티래 그래서 하래 보이 김다 김다리 무시였어 다 티래 다 김다리 무시였다 아니 고약이 유지 탐지 아니 군 중투까지 자기 요하래 그러면 대투회시 아니 김다 다 가르권에 대투회시 대낭시 다 땡인진 세대 주변도 가라 아니 지 가서는 군대 탐지 주투회시 다 되래
Next, the branch of enlightenment of perfect meditative stabilization. When one has meditative stabilization, one is able to achieve many goals, many different goals. And then the precious householder is of the seven royal possessions. We have the precious householder, which symbolizes this. Because a precious householder is said to be able to satisfy whatever needs or desires we have, necessities, whatever we need, he can give us that.
What do you need? Just the patient, Kawa, then you talk about Timidu, Ben Satambo, Benata, Satambo, Tobindogala, and is a patient, Nangazola, my never says it, Tonga, Tingu, Sambu Kashita, Toya Pumba Mamata, Gundu Tamjata, Yung Tubish, Samana Shingi, Joa. 풍범해봤시 난가서랑 난해봤다 저 간대지는 여대봤시 그래서 근데 돌람 통에 누구나 근데 토크를 쓰시다 즉 통용하지 친구도 나 즉 시나야 노로이 하고 어떻게 거 통에 나고 봤어 어떻게
I remember reading in one text but I don't remember which text now I could be wrong but anyway I remember it's mentioned in the text that when one achieves a nirvana path of seeing, one achieves what we call the space or sky treasury. And when you achieve the space treasury or the sky treasury, right? One is no way you will be poor from hence then for anything you basically there's no poverty of material I guess yeah
and you become Zambala
before that, no guarantee. But when you achieve that, then you become real Zabu.
Huh?
So if you remember, yeah, the first ground, the first bhumi, Bodhisattva bhumi, is called very joyful. Yeah? Well, because when the Bodhisattva on the first ground is so happy, so very joyful, because he sees, really sees, at that time, that soon he will achieve enlightenment and he will be able to be of benefit to many sentient beings. Yeah? So that's why. Yes,
yeah,
very joyful.
What is the
very joyful, because that Bodhisattva is really very happy, joyful, because he sees that he will achieve enlightenment soon. Then the branch of enlightenment of perfect equanimity. So what's left is the of the seven possessions. What's left is the minister. Is it? Minister, right?
The minister down that did it. Danyum ni da. Tuksin jane sungo de kandishin asulatir.
Yes, but how does the symbolism go? No? Yeah, how does what is it called? The perfect minister? Precious minister, not perfect. Yeah. Goes with what is this? Equanimity, yeah. The last one, yeah.
The last one is what? Equanimity. How it goes these two together?
Partiality, I guess.
Democracy? Huh? Democracy, then all become ministry. Huh?
Oh, impartiality.
That is not a penalty. Things in city that so Nyamshaki never to shita. Things in city, Nyamshaki never to push. Shadow shit is shut.
So I guess maybe you have the earlier one, meditative stabilization or concentration, is more in the context of meditative equipoise here. And equanimity here is probably what happens when you rise from meditative equipoise here. And And in post-meditative equipoise, then you have to continue to realize the things that are not yet realized, and through knowing what is to be abandoned and knowing what's to be cultivated, then one strives to abandon that which needs to be abandoned and cultivate that which needs to be cultivated. Yeah. So this is, I guess, that's what ministers do. Yeah. Ministers just see, I guess, I don't know. I mean, they do what they have
to do,
Okay, next we have the eight branches of the Arya's path. Yeah, let's list them for now. Correct view, correct thought, correct speech, correct aims of actions, correct livelihood, correct exertion, correct mindfulness, and correct meditative stabilization. So these eight branches of Arya's paths are emphasized at least in the Pali tradition, yeah? In this world of ours, in the Pali tradition, right? So I mean, they call it the Eightfold Noble Path, right? But anyway, yeah, it's the eight branches of the Arya's path, and this is basically an explanation of related to true path. Yeah, so these eight branches of Arya's path is kind of an explanation, or extension of the true paths.
Yeah. パペラメラゲセラダ。チョンジュスジュンセラダ。だってちょっと彼らですな。マンタララプトワジ国やれ。だってラマトヤマレロ。だソゾカレキャシ。だとだ。シェナプズンソバティメナネタタウトシュエティレ。ベナパペラメラゲレダスド。ヤンタベタワ、ヤンタベトバ。ナレキタ、ツワ、ツワ。テンバ、テンゼスのトクシンタ。
Like what I mentioned earlier, right at the beginning, yeah. When you come to class, yeah, if you are coming to this kind of class, at the very minimum, you should be able to say what are the 37 harmonies of enlightenment. Like we were looking at what we call the seven branches of enlightenment, right? What those seven branches of enlightenment are. And with regards to here, the last one, the eight branches of Arya's path, you should be able to say, like, you know, what the eight are, like correct view, correct thought, correct speech, correct aims of actions, correct livelihood, correct exertion, correct mindfulness, correct meditative stabilization, right? At the minimum, you should be able to say what these 37 harmonies of enlightenment are, you know? And of course, if you know what they mean, of course, very good. That's perfect, excellent. But the minimum is you have to be able to say, at least enumerate, at least just make a list, you know, of what they are. Yeah. So this is the minimum. Yeah. And you have to, you must work, you must work, you must put in effort. And that's the minimum.
Yeah. かさんね、ちゃんばちゃんばちゃんばたんばた、かわれちゃんばれてくとは。これだ、ちゃんばにししね、そんでちゃんべけじじんしてくだとのぶと。だちゃんばけしもしゃくよれ。ちゃざこ。だったんだなしね。だちゃんべまじゃわれ、じゃわれちゃばす。だちゃんばてまいこた。あにみちみちょまんぼじどとばよくよれ。ちしやぼよばいな。ほら、みちみちょまんぼれだ。じゃとばよくよれ。ちゃんばやぼよばいな。ほら、ちゃざだ。ちゃんばけしもれ。とくしに。
So remember when we talk about the symbolism related to mindfulness earlier? The point about mindfulness is you become victorious over things that you were not victorious over before. You know? Yeah, you become victorious, you win, you conquer, right? And that is done by mindfulness, isn't it? Those that you know, there's those that were not those that were unconquered, you conquer with mindfulness, right? So mindfulness is very important. You see it all everywhere. Yeah? It doesn't matter where you turn left and right, up and down. Mindfulness is always there. Right, very from the beginning, what you have, the four close placements of mindfulness. After that, then again, you know, in the other categories, like the five powers and the five forces, mindfulness comes up again, you know. In the seven branches of enlightenment, mindfulness comes up again. And then here in the eightfold path of the superiors, you know, mindfulness is there. Yeah. So mindfulness is very important. Yeah. So you just need to get at it. You know. So with regards to the material, you have to memorize minimum the words, you know. And then you remember them. Then tomorrow, next day, you have to refresh your memory again to your own power. You think. Then that's how things stick in your mind. You get it day after day, day after day. So because of mindfulness and because you get used to it, then it sticks in your mind.
Yeah. だこちゃんばやねやとまてみきんからばたちゃんばでアニやねやとてまいなまじゃらちゃばちもちゃでそさことくれのだてばさちにてまてじろれこしんしあにてんさやにまたなさじろとだてんそでやねやとたまいなおまねじかっちれちんべあにぬばとじんちゃしあにこすみてんとパスとこしゅしゃしあにまじゃらちゃばちもれわて
So some people ask me, why do I Yeah, I remember, but why do I forget it so easily? Why do I forget things so easily? The answer is very simple. It's a sign that you are not mindful. You have not relied on mindfulness. You have not memorized stuff, is it? It's clear. Yeah? Because when you recollect stuff, when you memorize stuff, and then you get at it every day, you know, you review. There's no way you're going to forget. You know? Because when you review, you rely on mindfulness, you know, over and over again. Then the imprint that is left on your mind is very thick, you know, very strong imprint. Otherwise, you know, if you just look at it once or twice, of course, it just slips away, right? I mean, quickly. Yeah? And that is evident. This is our experience, isn't it? All of us are like that, right?
なるほど、だ、たばいな、てず、ろこや、や、てず、たんこや、おてんでげた、かれ、もんぼし、じゃこくや、れ、ほら、ぼけた、じ、かろうし、しゃばな、だ、そそいた、てんばてんし。あれし、なったさばとつやん、じ、ろくしや、てず、たんこや、おてんで、てんでげ、とめん、じ、かれ、かれしきた、ぼけた、べしゃたやら、いんいんわ、あれし、とにゃるいんわ、とあいんわ、おうた、おねじ、
So with regards to the material that you have, that you know, in general when we talk about learning stuff, you know, even the things that you have really learned, you know, you have to review it, you know, every now and then so that you don't forget. You know. Yeah, otherwise, you know, you can't remember anything. So whatever you know that's been covered, you have to review, you know, using mindfulness. which is mindfulness, like recollecting over and over again. And then, you know, and then when you start accumulating stuff over time, and then the interest comes because you see, you know, the connections, and it's like that. And then you get more interest, you get more encouraged, you know. You really want to do it, you know. And that's how you start to be able to learn more. You know? I mean, you're really able to keep stuff, you know, in your head. You know? Yeah, so there's no way out other than effort. You just have to get at it. Like what I've said, yeah. If you come to class, then you have to do something. Minimum, you have to put in effort to memorize the stuff. Even if the meaning of, no, we're not talking about meaning, we're just talking about the words. You have to memorize, you have to put effort to memorize it. You know? If you don't do that, then coming to class is just like that. But is there imprint? Yeah, of course. Yeah, there's imprint. But in order for the imprints to be strong imprints, then you have to work. You really have to minimum start with memorizing the words first, yeah.
So next slide, then much easy. If you strong in print, then next slide easy. One time you listen, you understand. No need to work hard like now. Okay, starting the risha. Oh yeah, Tukshini. So we go through the eight noble path in the next class. Yeah. So, what the dress? The doctor, the candidate, and wait at half must. Some of them, chicks and gemma corrosta. Gelatana, some stuff. There's gelatana, there's a lot of water. Gemma, snakota, the little gemma. That you do the kind of summers and summers, not the killer.
Okay, dogs, yeah, the user press.